Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, it is that time of the week once again because it is... That's absolutely right. It's Wolverhampton, which means you can have your say in the next 30 minutes. Tweet us your views. Air them here on this show. It's the platform giving you a chance to have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Wolves, well, they needed that winter break. How did they spend the time away? Because the season, well, it's the business end now. The home straight is upon us. And how big is it going to be? We know of the European adventure. And I've got a funny feeling this one may just go all the way. A man who will know more, and he joins us now. It is the brilliant Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. Jordan, always a pleasure to get you on. I don't get to speak to you enough, only every fortnight. Firstly, I hope you're well, but hopefully the Wolves boys on their break are a little bit better than you and they've enjoyed their time off.
Yeah, hi Charlie. Yeah, I think it's definitely been a lot warmer where they've been than where we have been for the last week anyway. so I think they've probably just about got themselves acclimatised back to this lovely British weather we've got, and I'm sure everything's well prepared for Friday against Leicester.
Yeah, absolutely. And that game on Valentine's Day, bit of a something, a special one there. We'll cover all across that. There might not have been a game for us to look at, Jordan, but still so much for us to discuss. I just want to quickly touch upon your own Wolves Fancast now, because 400 episodes, Rye brought it up last week, a very special recording in the pub. I was across your social media, a few gifs there saying you was making a dash as well. How did the night go, and how was it, all of the success?
Yeah, it was a really good night, actually. It was a bit of a change of concept, really, for us. Like you say, it's been running for 400 shows now. I haven't been on all 400 of those, but, you know, Dave, as you know, who is the runner of Wolves Fancast, you know, he's done a fantastic job with running it for so long and having so many listeners each week, really. Going into the pub to do it, bit of a different atmosphere. We had a few listeners coming over to us. We had a few of the pub goers coming over and getting involved as well. So it's fantastic. I was glad my shift was slightly earlier on in the night after 2 points rather than 8 or 9, which a few of them had by the end of it. So I got off quite lightly. But yeah, it was a fantastic night. And, you know, we're looking forward to reaching 500 now.
Yeah, and having listened to that pod and aware of you guys and all the brilliant content you do, I know that one's a little bit special, you know, talking about some of your past memories, favourite memories. What anecdotes for listeners of this show did you learn from that night and hear of the top ball stories?
Well, you know, people who have listened to our podcast will know it's probably not the most sort of straightforward podcast in the way that, you know, we keep very much to the letter of the law, and we, you know, we just report on Wolves. You know, it's more so about the stories behind that, how we got to the games and our experiences of the games, more so funny stories about, I guess, getting to the game and the experiences after the game than actually the game itself. But, you know, it was fantastic, like I say, fantastic evening on Friday. We've gone through sort of, I suppose, the last sort of 10 years or so memories of key moments and games through, you know, starting with the 2003 playoff final. And just picking up on key moments, really. It's not always been so successful for us Wolves fans in the last sort of 15, 20 years. But, you know, we've still had a few great occasions to start out on in the last, you know, decade or so as well. So it was all good.
Yeah, and I actually remember, I'm not sure now if it was 2003. I remember when Wolves were in the Premier League, they beat Man United at Molineux. It was 1-0. It was Kenny Miller. I just remember that Dorito-sponsored kit. And it actually brings me, Kenny Miller retiring this week. What did you make of that, Jordan?
He's probably one of those that was quite an underrated player, really, in Wolves history, really. I mean, he was with us in 2002 when, you know, he scored a goal in the playoff final against Sheffield United in Cardiff to get us to the Premier League. And granted, we weren't fantastic that season, to be fair, in the Premier League. The only real highlight was that Man United 1-0 game, which he scored in. But with Kenny Miller as a player, if you ask most Wolves fans about it, who were, you know, privileged to see him at that time, he was just very hard-working. No one could ever fault his commitment. Granted, he's never, you know, he wasn't the best striker we've ever seen at Molineux, but, you know, he's following people like Keane and Bull at that era as well. So, you know, we've been quite lucky at that, I guess, at that time of period. But, yeah, you know what, he was a fantastic servant to the club and, you know, best wishes to him in his retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. Already taking up a position in the Australian A-League. So maybe it was a move he was, he'd already really prepared for. Obviously, it's the winter break, Jordan. We get to hear and highlight other issues surrounding the club, and the Premier League have had their say on a few things that have gone on in the league. But one of those that has come up this week, and Wolves have really been at the forefront of that, is the safe standing and the row seating, as it's called. And I know Molineux already have this ready to go in the stadium. What do you make of it, Jordan?
I'll be honest with you, it's sort of one of those things that it felt like almost that you needed sort of a pioneer, I guess, within the English game to sort of trial it, as it were. I know Celtic were doing it in the SPL, but that wasn't enough really for the Premier League bigwigs to sign off on it and the FA to go, yeah, we're happy to introduce this into the Premier League. So, yeah, we've got safe standing now in the South Bank and also in the North Bank quadrant for the away fans as well. So, I mean, I don't sit in the South Bank personally, but I know we've got friends in there and family and, you know, they really think it's fantastic. Ultimately, with the modern day football fan, you know, you see, especially away games, people don't sit down. And I know safety's there for a reason. You should be sitting down, but if you can make standing safer, then for me it's an absolute no-brainer. It doesn't take anything away from the football fan experience. If anything, it enhances it because you're not getting stewards telling you to sit down. So if you can do it safely, then yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah, absolutely. It adds to it. Certain fans want to stand up. Certain fans want to sit a designated area. It will only enhance the atmosphere because really when you're standing, you're more involved. You're singing. Those are the ones who want to stand. I definitely think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. Another Premier League change we could see happen, Jordan, and obviously talking through a Wolves perspective, we're hearing a lot of rumours over the last few days about this new Premflix style of Netflix where the games could be, you could be able to stream them on a subscription service, say like Netflix, £10 a month, watch your team every game every week or a game of your choosing. We know it's a global game watched by billions around the world. If everyone pays a tenner, the money in this, I mean, the numbers alone are absolutely ludicrous. What do you make of this? Because they do it in America. I know you're a fan of the NFL and they have Game Pass. This just seems like, if anything, the Premier League should have made a move like this a lot sooner.
Yeah, I'm surprised with how long it's taken them, really. And I think it's probably down to commitments with the broadcasters in the UK and worldwide that haven't just moved to this sort of subscription-based package anyway. I mean, Sky and BT Sport, you do get content on there, but ultimately, the prices for the modern-day family are, well, they're on the rise all the time. And if you could argue that the content isn't improving just because of games getting split out and you've got to have a BT subscription, Sky subscription, Amazon subscription now as well because they've got on board with it. I think if you go to a Netflix-style-based app for Premier League football and you charge £10, £15 a month, people aren't going to bat an eyelid to that. People are just going to pay it. And people want a service now where it's on demand and people want to be able to instantly click and watch what they want when they want. And that's sort of just the modern-day way of life, I suppose. So I think the Premier League would be stupid not to go down this model. I mean, I don't know what I mean then for the likes of Sky's and BT Sports, but the Premier League itself, ultimately, they're a business, and if they can triple the revenues by doing something like that, then they're going to do it, aren't they?
Yeah, and Jordan, doing, you know, the Wolves fan show and all the other fan shows we do on Love Sport, some of the concerns from the fans itself and maybe the worry of the board and the owners and the higher-ups are saying, well, if everyone's paying a tenner a month to watch games, that's going to impact season tickets, that's going to maybe impact on fans going to the game, because you can watch every week your team for a tenner a month. So maybe it might be slightly more expensive, but I suppose there is that worry from the other side.
Yeah, and I think it would have to go down into sort of how the money is then split up and diverse between the teams. I know sort of the NFL with the NFL pass, like we touched on, there's a certain percentage of that money would get split between the franchises or whatever that may be. But I think that with the Premier League Netflix style subscription, as it were, I don't, it's hard to say that, you know, if a true football fan, and I don't want to say a true football fan, but if a football fan wants to go and watch their team live in the stadium, there's still no better or comparable thing for me for that. So if someone does want to pay for the season ticket and they've been going for 20-odd years plus, they're going to carry on doing that. It's more than just the game. It's, you know, it's the pub beforehand. It's the socialisation with your friends. It's the whole day of it. So I don't think it actually put off fans from going to games, if you want to go to games. I do understand that clubs are concerned that, you know, tickets won't sell out, but how Wolves as a club are right now, there's a 10,000 plus season ticket waiting list. Every game, every home game, tickets are like gold dust. We've sold that Espanyol away in a few weeks' time very quickly. You know, the demand's there. So as long as, you know, as long as the demand's there for certain teams, then, well, talking from Wolves' point of view, we're not going to be affected by that in this current climate.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think if you want to go to the games, you'll have that option, but maybe they'll slightly have to bring the season ticket prices in line with those prices. Jordan, me and you and Rye, we've spoken about the brilliant success of Wolves, not just this year, last season, and how really they've taken the Premier League by storm. You know, we see Leicester win the league a few years back. Sheffield United are earning many plaudits this season, and everyone's saying that they're actually in with a chance of not just European qualification, but the top four race as well, like you said that Wolves were. If we can, Jordan, why are clubs like Wolves and Sheffield United having success when, apart from their own sets of fans, no one else has really predicted it? And we never really saw this maybe a decade ago, teams coming up and actually really giving those established sides a big, big threat.
I think the main thing of that, Charlie, is the fact that the style of football that we've played since we've been in the Premier League, Sheffield United have been a breath of fresh air with the overlapping centre-halves. I think that now the way to go, often in the past, what teams would do is they'd come up into the Premier League and try and finish 17th and then scrape by and almost just try and exist in the Premier League, where, you know, you have cycles with that. If you're not looking to progress and you're not looking to be, you know, improve as a club and as a team, then ultimately you get sucked up into this vacuum of, right, that's your turn now and it's gone. It's happened to, you know, it's happened to many teams over the years. You know, it happened to the Baggies not so long ago, which is, you know, always nice to see. Happened to Villa to a certain point before they come back up. It's more than, you know, you've got to have ambition when you come up from the Premier League into the Premier League these days. Even Norwich, they're 20th, but, you know, they're not one of the, you know, they're not a bad football inside. They're trying to attack and they're trying to play the right way. You know, I think if you come up from the Premier League and your sole ambition is to come 17th and just barely survive, and it should be that, don't get me wrong, avoiding relegation is the be-all and end-all in your first season. You take it every day of the week. But it's the style of play and the way and the manner you go about it. You know, if you've got a good style of football and you've got your own plans and, you know, you're new and exciting, then you can do more than just survive in this Premier League. You can actually make a bit of an impact, which you see, saw with Wolves last year, and you see with Sheffield United this year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There is so much for us still to discuss. That is why Jordan is staying around with us until 8:30. We're going to look at that game with Leicester, but just talking about it then, you heard Jordan, maybe why clubs like Wolves have had their success in the league, but we're hoping that carries over now, not just to the Premier League, but the Europa League as well, as Wolves' European adventure continues.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, I'm joined by my co-host, Jordan Russell, talking everything where Wolves are concerned. And there is still time this evening to have your say. Put a question to Jordan. How do you see the last third of the season going for your beloved Wolves? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. You can WhatsApp on the same number. Jordan, just quickly, because I want to talk a little bit about Ryan Bennett. Obviously, going to Leicester on loan, hearing that Leicester actually want to make this move permanent, and he hasn't even made an appearance yet.
Yeah, I think for me, it's been a bit of a strange one, really, because I think that no one could argue that, the fact that he probably wanted to go out and play a little bit more football. He's been out of the scene for a couple months, really. But from then going on to Leicester, where he's going to be playing backup as well there, probably behind Soyuncu and Evans, to be honest, was a bit of a strange one. But at the same time, you can't really argue with his decision where ultimately, one injury, he's going to be playing in that Leicester team. And next season, they're pretty much nailed on at the minute for Champions League football. So from that point of view, you really can't knock him, I guess. For me, Ryan Bennett, as a Wolves fan, probably surpassed all our expectations. The fact that he came in on a free, it was arguably, Paul Lambert signing just before he left, or just after he left, it had already been agreed. Nuno took over, and you're thinking, well, is he really going to take a punt on him? And it did take him, a few months to actually get into the team. He was playing Roderick Miranda, that right-hand side, Danny Bart as well. I'll be honest with you, any time he's been in a Wolves shirt, other than a mistake against Braga at home this year, he's never let us down. And I think that Wolves fans, like I say, he's just passed all our expectations. We wish him well for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Jordan, I know we do this Wolves fan show each and every Wednesday. And next Wednesday, we will, of course, look towards the game on that Thursday. Absolutely huge. Espanyol, last 32. But I want to talk about it already because it feels like we've waited an age since the European football was at an end. I can't wait for it. But I feel like now, Jordan, people are starting to say that I've been heard that Wolves are being mentioned in the same breath as Inter Milan, as one of those teams to watch, could go deep. How, A, is exciting for you not only to hear that as a Wolves fan, but B, realistically, how deep and how far can Wolves go?
It's very exciting because, looking at the odds and stuff, I think we're like the four favourites for the bookies behind Inter Milan.
It's crazy.
Arsenal and Man United, considering where we've come from in the last couple of years, is like I say, it's absolutely crazy. Man United and Arsenal, Wolves fans don't fear playing them over two legs. Arguably, I've been speaking to a couple of Man United fans today who I work with, and they don't want Wolves. They don't want Wolves over two legs. They're sick of playing us. They beat us in the cup, and that was with a weakened side. But they don't want any of that. I think that in terms of how deep Wolves can go, for me personally, there's no reason why we can't go all the way. And I know that might be a bit, rose-tinted glasses, but I genuinely believe if we avoid Inter Milan over two legs, I'm not saying we couldn't beat them over two legs, but if you can avoid Inter Milan and we get a favourable draw, there's no reason why we can't go deep. No one's going to want to play Wolves, and no one's going to want to be at Molineux under the lights with that atmosphere when it gets going, because, it can be quite hostile, and, like I say, no one's going to want to play us.
Jordan, it's absolutely crazy. We're talking about a Wolves side who, fourth in the betting odds. Well, let me rephrase. It's not crazy. I want to use this to highlight how far Wolves have come, because we're speaking about Wolves. Oh, brilliant first season in the Premier League. This second season, have they got the hangover, the second season syndrome? And now we're talking about Wolves. This just shows their Premier League credentials are only true, because this is a side that are going to do well on a European front.
Yeah, Yeah, and you know, I think we've proved this season it's not a one season wonder. I mean, we're now ninth in the league, if you want to look at it like that. We're only 2 points off Sheffield United, who are in fifth. But in the last five games, we've played Liverpool twice as well, and we've lost twice to them. But arguably, we could have got points in both those games. So it's not false, the league table. You're as good as the league table. You know, the table never lies. But looking at kicking on now with our fixtures moving forward, you know, Wolves fans were really positive. I think that a top six finish is out of the realms of possibility for us. And like I say, going deep into this Europa League, I think that there's going to be a few key games till now to the end of the season. The Premier League, we've got to play Chelsea. We've obviously got Leicester Friday. But in terms of playing, once we played Chelsea and Leicester, we've played all the top four currently twice. So yeah, we've got a lot of teams in and around us and below us, and we need to be looking to capitalise on that.
Yeah, and on that Leicester game then, this Friday, they've made a few headlines, a fair headline in the winter break. Their players maybe enjoying themselves, but I say rightly so. The club gave them a few days off. Amazing game to kick off. We know how the football these two sides play. What are you thinking of this contest, Jordan?
I think that on paper, too, evenly balanced teams, really. Really evenly matched. Played them first game of the season. It was a 0-0 draw, and unfortunately we were got the bad misfortune of the first VAR decision to disallow a goal. So we were really unlucky in that game. Not to come away with the 3 points. Like Leicester, you know, they're a fantastic team. The proof's, you know, in the pudding. That first sort of, from August to sort of November time, they were fantastic. And They were sort of on Liverpool's coattails till they got spanked. So, yeah, I think two really evenly matched teams. I think Brendan Rodgers is a very good manager. They've got some fantastic players there. I'm just looking forward to the game, really, as a spectacle.
Yeah, and it will be a spectacle. It will be nothing but entertainment. And it's kind of interesting because these are the sides that everyone's talking about, cracking those top four, top six places. But Wolves, where they started a little bit slow and now, you know, only going from strength to strength, Leicester out of their blistering start, they're kind of having, I don't want to say a mini slump, but a sticky patch almost, Jordan.
Yeah, they've been faltering a little bit of late. But you know what? I think how they've been, you know, like I say, how can you really knock them with, you know, they're on 51 points, I believe, already. Like, you can't really knock where they are and how they perform that first half of the season. They probably have already got enough points on the board to be in that top four for myself. I can't see them dropping that many points. Granted, they've lost a few games and dropped a few points over Christmas. But, yeah, like I say, they're a great team. And I think that it could go either way Friday, I'd really do.
Yeah,
really,
and who knows, that could maybe catapult Wolves up there, because that fourth place in those Champions League places is certainly not concrete, it's not locked up. Many teams, Chelsea faltering a little bit, Spurs haven't been amazing. Who knows how the final third will go? Well, it kicks off on Friday against Leicester. Jordan, score prediction from you.
My head says 1-1. My heart saying 2-1 Wolves.
What a Friday night that would be, and what a week it will be next week. Jordan, I look forward to speaking to you or Rye, not only all about that Leicester game, but about Espanyol in the Europa League. The last 32, that European adventure, part 2, round 2, ding ding, begins, and we are across it as we always are on the Wolves Fan Show, right here on Love Sport Radio, with me, Charlie Hawkins, joined by a Wolves Fan Cast. And remember, you can have your say every week. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. We'll see you next Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.